So welcome, everyone. This is the webinar for getting more clients for divorce coaching the easy and natural way. And we are delighted to be with you tonight. I especially am happy to be here because I was in the second training class for the Coach Training Alliance, and I just so value the foundation that it laid down for me. And I've explored many paths. So, you know, you're probably wondering, well, when was the second class? I think it was back in 2000 and either late, I think it was late 2001. And I really value the foundation that it's laid down for me. I've explored many different paths since then, always in coaching. I've been a full-time coach ever since I got trained by the Coach Training Alliance. And I'm really happy to share tonight what I see as really the new frontiers in coaching. There was a reporter from Reuters who did a story about divorce coaching. We didn't initiate the story at all, but we did get contacted in the process of him writing it. And he put a quote in there, and the quote said, "Just as the 1990s brought the rise of life coaches, the new millennium is the age of the divorce coach." And so we really do believe that we are on the edge of a new a new millennium, a new age, and we're really happy about that because we know that it makes such a big difference in people in divorce. So as a team, let me just tell you a little bit about us. Randy Cooper is my partner and my husband, and he is a Supreme Court of Florida certified family mediator, and he's also a CFP, certified financial planner, and a certified divorce financial analyst. And my name is Peggy Cooper, and I am a certified coach, and I also have spent many years in the corporate world. And both of us have spent about 18 years in the process of divorce and coaching. And we're also the developers and trainers of the CDC Certified Divorce Coach Program, and along with a whole group of divorce professionals, we put this program together and have been leading it for about the past 2.5 years. And we are really committed that wherever you are in relation to divorce, that you have the ability to help others so that together, you and all of us together, can change the face of divorce and end this terrible cycle of broken relationships. Now, you may be here because you know that you've drunk the Kool-Aid that it says if you're going to be successful, you need to have a niche or a specialty. It's not Kool-Aid. It really is true, although sometimes it feels very counterintuitive. And if you've been through the divorce process, you know yourself about the value of coaching and how becoming a divorce coach can really impact the life of another human being at a time when they really, really need to have somebody in their court. It's their greatest time of need. People in divorce need your help to think clearly and make better decisions, and you can really be their thinking partner and champion. And you can walk the path with them through the turmoil and through the whole process from the very beginning. So in this call, we are going to cover how to get more clients in divorce coaching the easy and natural way. And at the end, we're going to give you some details about our Certified Divorce Coach program, which starts through CTA on Tuesday next week. And what you're going to get tonight is a system that you can use in any kind of coaching. So, you know, you're going to get great value no matter where your focus for coaching is. Any place where, especially where your clients need additional resources and other services. And tonight we're going to focus on the really, really rich landscape of people that serve, you know, that will be serving your clients in divorce. So first we're going to start with just to get everybody on the same page with a little overview of the landscape of divorce. So around the outside of this circle we have really the environment in which your clients are going to be living. And they're going to be living in this environment where multiple areas of change are happening for them. It isn't just one thing. It isn't just, you know, a job change or, you know, the death of a loved one or, you know, those things that we often coach people around, those significant life changes, but it's all the changes that are going on with them. And it's the intensity of emotions that accompanies that, you know, denial, resistance, you know, anger, shame, a lot of shame, getting even, you know, all of the things that trigger the emotions are happening as well. And, of course, it's also a legal process. That's another context in which your clients are operating. It's a legal process with its own language and its own intricacies and its stresses and difficulties, because you really, most people are very unfamiliar with how to navigate that. So then on the center part of that, we have the context for divorce coaching, the context that, you know, this is how we view divorce coaching. There's a framework for divorce coaching, and it's got three distinct entities. It's got your client, obviously, the most important, and it's got you, you know, doing the divorce coaching, and it's got other divorce professionals. And so in focusing on your client, you're helping them prepare for the process. You're helping them get organized for the process, focusing on what's important, helping them to keep moving forward, not looking back, helping them to clarify decisions that have to be made, helping them to develop better communication skills, and really becoming a credible client in the whole legal process. And, of course, you're laying down, you know, the new foundations for the future. As a coach, you're using the best practices that we have really developed over a period of years, practices that help keep us really effective in working with people who are in a highly emotional and challenged state. Of course, we use, you know, it's founded on the core competencies established by the ICF, and it recognizes that the client has a significant role in determining the direction in which they choose to go. You know, they are the decision makers, and the role of coach is holding the space where the client can really shift their mindset and their behavior in order to get different results as they go through this process. And, of course, we're also engaging with lots of other professionals. And in engaging with professionals, we have to recognize that there are boundaries between what we do and what they do. And it also gives us a great opportunity to engage with them in partnership serving our clients. And that's really what we're going to talk about tonight is, you know, how we can really take a hold of all of those professionals and really help, you know, help our clients and at the same time become more visible among this group of professionals and among the community in general. All right. So we have this working definition of a coach. This is just our working definition of divorce coaching. And we say that it's helping people through the rough spots in their divorce, saving them money in the process, and helping them to end their marriage well. Taking the high road, having better communication, and building resistance. All right. I'm sorry. I have to unmute my partner here. Okay, well, this is my first technical challenge tonight. Oh, here he is. I see him. Okay.
So am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
All right.
Oh, nope.
Thank you.
There you are. All right.
Everybody else is muted, I'm sure, and I'm unmuted now. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
In the last slide, you said resistance, and you meant resilience.
Oh, resilience. I'm sorry. Building. Yes. We're taking away resistance and we're building resilience. That's what we're doing.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. All right. Just had to
All right.
go there. Okay. So, So Ian, this is about an easy and natural way to build your clientele and to gain clients for this type of coaching, this niche coaching, which has applications in other types of coaching. So as we're thinking about this, as we're discussing this, you might be thinking of your own situation in coaching and how you might apply this in your own situation.
So that reminds me, if you have a paper and pencil handy, it would be very helpful for you to begin to build your plan of what you're going to do as a result of listening to this webinar tonight. So grab a paper and pencil if you can, because we're going to ask you to jot down a few thoughts as we go through some of these steps. Back to you.
Okay. So when we think about, looking for clients, often, and in divorce, we think about, well, where do clients come from? And it's possible that we might think they come from people who have divorce clients. So who has divorce clients? Well, there are several different professionals who have divorce clients. We don't think of them as having divorce clients, but they do. The main one, though, is an attorney. So let's set up the situation that we're thinking about going out there, and we're going to market our newfound skills as a divorce coach. And attorney law, family lawyers have clients. And so, maybe we have a friend, and we find out that this person here and is an attorney. We get the appointment. We get an appointment to go see this attorney about our services, which are growing in acceptance, by the way. Now, once people know what this is, it's accepted right away. In any case, we go out there, we talk to the attorney, and now we're in the attorney's office. We're invited in. We're asked if we want a glass of water or a cup of coffee or something, and we sit down in a chair and on the other side of a desk, and the attorney is behind the desk on the other side, and they seem very personable. And they have their hands folded, and they're waiting to hear what you do. And so now this is your big chance to explain what you do and to, kind of convince them that you're good at what you do and that this is a good service and that, this is how your clients will benefit, and this is what they need to do is refer some clients to you. Version of that. Now you can all do a little self-check here for a sec. How's your stress level about that? Did your pulse go up a little bit? Is this a nervous time? Would that be easy to do? So I say no, that's not how you do it at all. That's not even close to how you do this. We're not there actually to sell our service. We're there on a different mission. We are a helping profession, and you will have clients. You will have clients will pursue you, because if once people know you are a divorce coach, they'll know someone who needs to talk to you, or the person who finds out they'll want to talk to you. But for now, let's not worry about that. Let's think in terms of what we need to do as a professional in this arena. When you have a client, your client is going to, most of your clients are going to ask you things like, do you know a good attorney? Do you know a good therapist? I have a child and I'm concerned, and I don't know anybody. And do you know anybody? Do you know a real estate broker, somebody will have the patience to deal with us because we're, going through a divorce. Do you know an insurance person who can help me with getting health insurance? I have a lot of questions about splitting assets and retirement and so forth. And, I don't understand the taxes and all that. Do you know a financial planner does this kind of work? And on and on. So my guess is you don't have that golden Rolodex yet. And so everything you do everything you do, other than with your client, is that you're on a mission for your client. Everywhere you show up for your client. This is what we recommend. You show up for your client. You're not there really to sell your services. What you're there for is to understand whether this is a person you would refer your clients to. And you want to understand how they do business, what it is they specialize in, what kind of clients they want to have referred to them. Do they take divorce clients? You know, if they're not a family lawyer, do they take divorce clients? And if they're a family lawyer, what kind of family lawyer are there? You know, there's several different kinds. There isn't some fungible group known as family lawyer. There are different levels, different kinds of lawyers. We train all this in the course. And you're there to really try to understand whether you would refer a client to this person or to that person. Or, you know, how you have to gather up some resources. Now, if you don't do that, you don't want to do that, you don't have to, you'll still have clients. But the whole point of this is to have a lot of clients and to be the center of influence. Now, the question then becomes, okay, so we're doing this in reverse order. So now you're in that lawyer office. Let's go back to the lawyer office for a second. This is the toughest place you can be, right? Imagine that. You're in a lawyer office. You're sitting in the chair. They're across the desk. And instead of them waiting for you to tell them what you do and sell your services, you're not there for that. You are there to ask them what kind of law they practice and what kind of clients do they have. What's their ideal client? You know, what clients do they not want to get a referral from? You know, what kind of client would they not want? What difficulties are they having? What kinds of things are they doing that they'd rather not do, but rather someone else did for them? This is a lot a divorce coach can do for them. And then, oh yeah, you know what? By the way, while you're there, they're going to be curious as to what you do and how do you do it and what do you, you know, what do you, how is it with you and your clients and so on. You're going to get to tell your story, but it's in an entirely different context. You're not selling your services. You're simply showing up for your client. And, oh, yeah, along the way, you also get to tell your story, explain what you do, right? But your main mission is for your client. That's true no matter what you do. As you move around to find out how to do this, you're always on the mission for your client. All right, so next, you'll probably interview a lot of these people because some real estate agents don't want those referrals necessarily. Insurance people, you know, who knows what they want, right? Financial planners, some of them specialize in divorce, so you would want to interview them because your client's going to say, I don't understand the asset division and, you know, what taxes are about, which assets would be better for me. Okay, those are great questions. I have these, you know, people here you could, you know, interview, and one of them will be able to help you. And there's protocols for referring, so it's not a simple matter that you just say, well, here, go see this person. It's not like that. And the other professionals will tell you all about that. But we'll explain that to you in our course. All right, next slide.
So let me just, before we leave here, I just want to be clear that almost every single divorce client is going to need two or three or four of these people. And your mission, your role, and this is part of the assignments that you have in our program, is to go out and do your field work and gather these resources. Go out and find multiple representatives from these categories so that they can have choices. They can go out and interview choices themselves. And as a result of this, there's a lot of people all of a sudden becoming exposed to you as a divorce coach. Okay, so the next question would be, how do we find these people?
So first of all, just so let's go back to that other slide there just for a second, so we can kind of explain again. Get back, thank you. So you're somebody who is a therapist, and the divorce is overwhelming the therapy. This is what happens. And they begin to wish they had a divorce coach to refer them to, and they know you. And they decide to make a decision. I think I'm just going to And remember, they're not referring clients away from them to you, and you're not referring clients away from you to them. You're sharing a client. There are skills that they have that you don't have, and there are skills you have they don't have. And we know this because we have therapists in our class. We have lawyers in our class learning to be divorce coaches. We have psychologists learning to be divorce coaches. We have mediators learning to be divorce coaches. So we know that coaching, we all know this, coaching is a different skill set. And they're learning that too. So a therapist might say, you know, this is really not going anywhere. I'd like to offload this divorce discussion and focus on the therapy part. So they can learn to say, I don't have the skills to help you with that part of the conversation. I know a divorce coach who could help you with that. They would have the skills for that. Can I offer you that referral? And today, let's focus on, you know, the therapy portion and so on. And that's true for a lot of folks out there.
And one of the neat things that we expose people to is that, you know, psychologists and therapists and lawyers come in to our class and really talk about, and again, it's online, but as we're talking here, you know, they talk about where the boundaries are, but they also give you real insight as to why somebody would want to meet with you and how you would, you know, how you would orchestrate that, how you would go about doing that. And it's really helpful, you know, once you've heard it from that professional, it makes it a lot easier to start navigating in those, you know, what might be unfamiliar realms for people.
Yeah, so we have representative professionals teaching part of the course. So then if you get this referral, and you find out later they need a referral to somebody else, and then you're going back and forth. Okay. So how do you go about finding these folks? I don't know about you, but I didn't know anybody, really. And a couple people, but that's not enough. I didn't know. So it's fairly easy because everywhere you go, somebody knows somebody, right? I mean, if we're organized about our mission, we're showing up for our client. When we talk to friends, family, colleagues, social groups, professional groups, meetings that we attend, and so on.
Charitable organizations,
yeah,
charities,
right,
that we belong to, whatever,
right,
it might be.
Church, you know, social hour, and so on. We carry around this list of people, of professions. And at some point in the conversation, oh, just, you know, before we go, can I ask you for help with something? I have a list here. I'm trying to gather resources from my clients, my divorce clients. Another opportunity is to tell them what you do, because you're going to ask. And say, do you know anybody that does any of this? Oh, yeah, my good friend, you know, so-and-so is a realtor. My good you know, oh yeah, my brother, you know, does this. So those are easy, you know, referrals to those folks. And they come from people who know them and who know you. And often you can have them introduce you to them. There's lots of things you can do around this to get to know some of these people in just a natural, easy way to do it. And then you're on a mission for your client. That's why you're asking. This is why you're doing this. You're always on a mission. You're in a helping profession, and you're on a mission for your client. Now, it's okay. Let's say you don't have a client. Well, you will have clients. So it's, you know, it's the client that you don't have yet, but you're on a mission for them. And trust me, when they come in and ask you, you're going to feel like, you know, you're failing them if you don't have this for them. But don't worry about that. You don't have to wait to develop this whole network to help them, because you're not a, you don't have to do this, but it just makes a lot of difference in terms of where your referrals are coming from. You know, they'll come from clients eventually too. I mean, you'll end up having a number of clients who are now either your clients now, or they were your, you know, they moved on and they're maybe not your client at some point, or not as often, and then they'll bump into people and say, oh, you have to talk to so and so. I don't care what else you do, you have to talk to this person. So eventually you'll have those referrals as well.
So as you also go around asking the people you know, you're going to be referred to people that you don't know. So now you're expanding your circle, and you might ask them who they know on the list. And, you know, who where do your client, where do your potential clients buy from? Where do they get their services? Oh, here's a good one. Where do they get their haircut? My hairdresser is one of my best referral sources because she knows way ahead of anybody else when there's a divorce in the offing. So you can, as you're getting referrals from them, they might ask you, hey, do you know, have you come across a good real estate agent in your you know, scouting? And so you begin to refer people already. You begin to refer people who may not ever be divorce clients, but you become known as somebody that is generous with the referrals. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, it's very advantageous to you will reap the seeds that you sow. So let's talk a little bit about what this conversation looks like. Remember the mindset. I am here serving my clients and looking for the best resource to help them through the rough spots in their divorce. That's why you're here. So you might, you know, say I was referred to you by whoever it was that referred you. I am looking for somebody who does what you do to refer my divorce clients to. Could I have a few minutes with you to understand the kind of clients that you work with? If it's not obvious that they work with clients in divorce, you might say, do you work with people who are in the midst of divorce? If you're talking to somebody that only serves them in a particular way, you could say, well, what aspects of helping them in divorce do you not like to handle? And all of these, you know, are opportunities to talk about how you, the two of you, can partner together. And in the process of doing that, they begin to understand that you're not out there like trying to take their clients, but you're out there to partner with them. You appreciate what they do, you respect what they do, and you want to see if there's some way that you can support them in supporting their clients. And of course, the question, do you know anyone on this list I could talk to? So, the mindset is, I'm here serving my clients, looking for the best resource to help them through the rough spots in divorce. If you're not the right person, if you're not interested, great. I'm off to the next person. Because I'm out to serve my clients. And so, for people that we meet, our working definition of what a divorce coach does might be a little bit different. And this is something that we've found over and over really resonates with people who are already divorce professionals. Helping their client to be more credible. There's nothing like having a credible client. To be a buffer for the divorce story. They, whoever you're talking to, does not have to, you know, seem rude by not being interested in the divorce story. They don't have to, you know, listen to it for more time than they want to, and we actually train people on how to work very effectively with the divorce story. And you also help them to get a client that's better organized for working more effectively with them. They're more focused, they're clear about what they want, so that you, Mr. or Mrs. Lawyer or Mediator or Therapist, can do what you do best. We support them in better communication, in building resistance.
Resilience,
I'm sorry. I must have resistance on my mind today.
I don't know.
Building resilience, right, so they don't throw in the towel, and having more focus and being more credible. So
and
that's
being,
how
and being, we... And being more credible really is a coachable thing. Its roots are in communicating. And in this arena, it's communicating their needs in a credible way. Right? A simple example is someone who's not credible sounds a little like this. You know, I don't want you to have this. And I don't want, you know, he or she cannot do this. This is what I want. You know, I don't think this is the right thing. So you don't listen to me. You know, it should be this way, not that way. And you know, you're going to have to, my lawyer is going to deal with this. Okay. All right. Stop, hold. trust me, when in the arena of the law and in argument and in depositions and in hearings and trial, that is not a credible voice. And in so people tune out. And people are human beings. They have emotions. Judges, you know, get annoyed. It's destructive. And lawyers tune it out at some point, too. Their own lawyer doesn't want to hear that every time they're talking on the phone or in a meeting. It's embarrassing to go to anything, mediation or anything with a client like that. And they're not good at coaching. So it's very difficult. And it is emotional, and it's very difficult anyway, but coaches have the skills to help their client speak in credible tones and language their needs in a credible way, language their needs in a way that sounds more like, this is the best alternative of all the ones I've considered, and here's why, and I think it would be in the best interest of our children. And that can take some practice. That can take some coaching and some role play and co-creating, right? Who's skilled at that? Coaches. Okay, I just wanted to clarify, you know, what a more credible client, one aspect of it.
And so it's somebody who gets heard. And, you know, there's nothing like feeling like you've been heard when perhaps for, you know, some period of time you feel as though you haven't been heard. So it's really a great gift that we bring to the person in divorce. It builds, you know, when they feel like they've been heard, it begins to, when they're clear, they begin to build confidence, and then they really have courage to be the one to stand up for what it is that they know is in the best interests of their family and other relationships. So this process that we've been talking about, this system of, you know, like gathering the resources for your clients and really, you know, working with the client in mind, also is a really great lever for helping you to become more visible. And of course, we all know that you can't serve someone if you're not visible. So you become known as a resource. You're seen as a fellow divorce professional, and you're seen as somebody who respects the boundaries of other professionals. And so all of a sudden you become much more attractive as a, you know, as a collaborator. So, you know, when you become a very attractive collaborator when you honor and respect their boundaries. And we've already touched on the question about not having any clients yet. You know, you can still be referring non-clients to other people. It's all just part of you serving people. Perhaps there'll be a client someday, but you're just serving people in connecting people to resources that they need. So every time you refer someone, you know, you're going to be able to touch base with them again. Oh, I called somebody to let them know. I call the person I referred someone to let them know that I referred someone to them. Don't know if they're going to call you, but I just want you to know that if you hear from this person that they're somebody that I referred. You could ask them for special considerations for your clients or for your contacts. And, of course, you want to follow up with the client also to see how was the connection, how was the service. And then it's just another opportunity to go back and follow up with the referral to say, thank you. Thank you for serving my client, or thank you for serving my colleague or my associate well, or provide feedback that they might really appreciate. And, of course, we know how to do that because we're coaches and we can, ask for permission and give feedback. It's just part of what we do. So, you know, how you show up also has everything to do with your attractiveness. You know, you want to be visible. You want to really, like, be out there. You want to be visible. You want to be a collaborator. You know, you're there to serve. You show up differently than if you show up to get a client or you show up to try to sell somebody on, you know, sending clients to you. You really show up differently when you're there to serve. Obviously, you know, there's a lot more behind this question of how to get clients than we're able to cover in our brief time together. But this is such an important element that's almost, it's unique to serving clients that really have a lot of other needs for services. And in our program, we go into a lot greater depth about many, many other aspects of business building and best practices in divorce coaching. You know, whether it's, you know, SEO or, developing programs that are really valuable for clients. You know, we give you a program framework. We're developing webinars and seminars that you can reuse. So this whole notion of showing up in service is really what makes it so much easier to talk to people. So, you know, this is the first piece of helping you to become a divorce coach that is really known and is really in demand. You know, just giving you, a reason, a mission. You're on a mission now. And for coaches, divorce is not a stressful environment. I know many people say that it is, but you'll have such an impact on people because you are the one creating a safe and supportive and non-judgmental and patient space. And no matter how they've come into the call or to the meeting with you, you know, they leave in better spirits, more confident and able to take a step forward. In our program, we deal with a lot of things like how to deal with the divorce conversation and to adapt your skills that you already have to the very high stress and high emotion environment and into the world of divorce decisions and divorce process. You know, there's a lot of things to learn about the terrain, and really you're helping, all you're going to do is just help your client to navigate the terrain better and to identify the resources that they need. Because one of the biggest mistakes, and we talk a lot about what are the biggest mistakes people make in divorce that are really all coachable mistakes, one of the biggest mistakes is people don't get support from the right resources. So,
well, can I interject one thing?
Of course you may.
So every book that you pick up, every article that you read where they list the mistakes people make in divorce, they all flow from coachable mistakes. There are some really big mistakes people make in divorce, and that leads to all the other mistakes. And those really big mistakes all could be avoided with coaching and little else. It's amazing. So people are fooling around in the little mistakes and not really addressing the really big mistakes that are coachable moments.
And the biggest of those mistakes is a client who just says, I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to give up because I'm ground down. And this is where that notion of resilience comes from. So, you know, as we go through the program, we really talk about how you can help manage the divorce conversation. We give you tools to help get them organized for the process of divorce, help them avoid those big mistakes. You know, you're there as the safety net, and help them understand the bottom line for decisions that they have to make, as well as become a more effective negotiator and a better communicator, and developing the clarity and the confidence and the courage for the journey. Hopefully on the high road. Hopefully they'll choose with your support to take the high road in their divorce. And, you know, as I mentioned, we also train in all of the boundaries between coaching and the other professionals. So let me just kind of show you a little bit about how we do that, because we've given you quite a bit in depth on you know, how you can work with other professionals to get, you know, to serve your clients and become more visible. So the Certified Divorce Coach Training Program that we have is really made up of five important parts. And there's a sixth one if you're not a coach, but of course you're all coaches. At least we assume you are. And we get results because of the five parts of our trademarked Certified Divorce Coach Program. And each one is an important element in helping you to be successful in providing divorce coaching to your clients. And very importantly, building your business. So we have specific practices and models that we use, specifically designed for working in the most challenging of circumstances with individuals who are really stressed to the max. We provide a program framework that you are free to use, to take, and take it just the way it is or adapt it to work with your particular niche within the divorce environment. There are tools which help people through the challenges they meet at each of the stages of the divorce. And you experience those tools yourself as you're going through, because, of course, we know that coach training is becoming a product of the process. We provide business-building tools. You know, you have an example of what we have tonight. We also have lots of other things that work on messaging, because messaging is really important. You don't want to stumble over your messaging about who you are. Being able to zero in on the right group, you know, the right subset of the divorcing community for you. You know, it's maybe you want to work with parents of young children. Maybe you want to work with parents with teenagers, parents with adult children. Maybe you just want to work with men who are struggling after a long, long marriage, or women only who are struggling after a long marriage to get, you know, take on all the new roles that they have to take on and make the decisions that they haven't made for so many years. Or maybe you want to, you know, work with people who are in the workplace that are really impacted by divorce. Because so many people really struggle. As we said, divorce overwhelms everything. And it certainly overwhelms your job. We have a lot of people that have come to us and say, I'm really in trouble here because I just can't even think. I can't focus long enough to meet my goals.
And another niche is a gray divorce. You know, the people getting older, you know, older than 50 and older, is the fastest growing divorce segment. So, you know, where all the baby boomers are getting older and, you know, they're moving on, and that's a fairly well-defined niche as well.
So we also are a registered trademark certification, and it's and that's important because you're working with licensed professionals if you're working in the divorce community, and they can respect you. When we started working with the professionals that we worked with to develop this course, you know, they said they were pleasantly surprised that we had a set of standards, that we really had tried to gather some of the best practices.
So let me say it in a nutshell.
Okay.
What we've done is we've created the professional standard for divorce coaching. Different from career coaching, different from other types of coaching. This is a professional standard. We needed to do that because we're dealing with people who have similar professions. So there was similar professional standards. So it's a standard like a lawyer's standard or a psychologist's standard or a financial planner's standard for professionalism. And, you know, what is a profession? Well, we have all the elements contained in our program, in our community that establishes it as a profession. It's an activity that requires formal training. That a profession requires formal training. A set of standards to practice the activity, standards of ethics and professional responsibility. That's what we have. And a community or association of individuals who or engage in the activity to learn and share to strengthen the practice or activity. So we have regular, so once you go through our program, you're not done. We don't leave you. You're part of the family now. You're part of the community. And we have ongoing forums to communicate, how it's going, what are we doing, what are best practices and so on. So we're always developing, and we always invite your input. A sense of social responsibility and duty to serve the needs of others. Well, you already have that going on if you're a coach, right? And a commitment to continued education in the field of practice. So we do have that requirement. And then some form of policing the community. We also have that element that everyone looks for. All these elements look to see whether this is actually a profession and is it a professional standard for something. So we are definitely that.
And we are approved by the ICF, and so for some reason we have a fraction. We have 29 and a half hours. We think that was a mistake in math, but anyway, so we are approved for CCEs. So I just want to just let you know that it is starting next Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. It's 15 sessions long. And you would register through the Coach Training Alliance at that link, coachtrainingalliance.com/programs/divorce coach training program. And it is $19.50, and there's one payment. You can pay it in one payment or pay a little bit more and break it up into four payments. And they're happy to answer, Bernadette is happy to answer any questions that you have about registration. And if you have any questions about the program, our number is here, 813-455-1134, or you can email us at cdc-registrar@certifieddivorcecoach.com. Now here's the best part.
Hold on. The contact information is on our website, certifieddivorcecoach.com. Just go to the Contact Us page. There's a phone number and an email. We prefer that you send us an email because our voicemail gets full really quickly. So and we can help. We can the first contact is better by email so that we can then respond to you. Then if you want to talk by phone to answer all your questions, we can set up a call to do that. I also wanted to mention that if you're not a CTA graduate, there may be a few people on here, then you would contact us directly to enroll that way.
So we've saved the best part for last, and that is, remember we said that our working definition of the coach was that we help people through the rough spots in their divorce, we save them money, and we help them and their marriage well. So we've sort of talked about the first and the last. So, Randy, why don't you share with them, sort of the economics of divorce and coaching?
Well, anytime that you are talking to someone about a service or a product or anything that costs money, we have to find the money. It isn't automatic that it's there. And what clients realize after a while is that they actually can save some money by talking to us. So here's how it typically goes. They've met you, they know your services. Maybe they've met with you a couple of times. So they've paid for your hours, whatever that was about. And they get how they're benefiting from you as a coach and so on. And something comes up and it upsets them. And they want to have a conversation. And, maybe they want to talk to their lawyer, or they think they do. And often what clients have said to me was they think about it for a sec and they say, is this a conversation I really have to talk to my lawyer about right now? Or is this a conversation I really need to talk to my coach about because I got to sort through some things and understand, what I want to do here and then get organized for that and then see my lawyer. Do I want to spend a lot of time telling the story to the lawyer at $350 an hour, or do I want to spend that time talking to my coach at $150 an hour, or $200 an hour, or whatever the number is? depends on geographic location as to what it is. And they quickly figure out that they want, they, first of all, it's a really great conversation with a coach, and they make a lot of, they get a lot of clarity talking to a coach, and they gain a lot of confidence talking to a coach, and they get very organized about this. And so they have a much better business conversation with their attorney at $350 an hour. So at least they're getting a lot of value for the money they're spending there, and from you as well. So there's a built-in economic advantage to divorce coaching. Which is a nice thing.
So we would love to have you join us in our mission to change the face of divorce. And you know, you're not alone in this. You know, we, as Randy mentioned, you know, if you go through our program, it doesn't end when you finish. Doesn't end when the call is over. Doesn't end when the program is over, because we're there to support you in your client coaching and sort of coach you through the first few if you've never done any divorce coaching before. And we have monthly coaches forum calls. We have a private LinkedIn group for sharing resources and getting connected with other people. And within the next few weeks, we're going to have our coach directory up, which will, you know, we've been compelled to really get it up because we've been trying to answer the question from people calling in to say, can you tell me where, if you've got a coach in my area? So,
yeah, so we've been getting calls, and then of course we're high in the search engine. So there's nothing else going on really at this level in divorce coach training or divorce coaching. So we're taking advantage of that by having a find a coach page on our website. And then of course, if someone's on that page, their own website likely would, you know, come up more readily. We have some of our coaches are coming up along with us now. So
that's always so great
search.
To see.
Yeah.
So we thank you for your time tonight, and this is just some of the information you might need to jot down. If you want to pursue this further, you know, however you're going to use. Oh, we didn't stop and let you write down how bad of us. We didn't stop to write down what it is, who it is that you're going to be contacting. You know, we want you to like think about those, you know, two or three of those categories of people that you. And whoever you coach tonight, whoever you coach now, you know, think about two or three or four categories of people that your clients really need to have, and identify maybe 5 or 10 people in your Rolodex that you can talk to this week about what it is you need to serve your clients. And I guarantee you it will, you know, kind of light a fire under you. If you're not comfortable getting out there and networking, you will like this approach of getting out there and really being of service to your clients.
And if you're drawn to this, if this is calling to you, divorce coaching is calling to you as a coaching profession, because you'd like to give back. You know, you may have been through your own divorce, and you know, when you look back, you say to yourself, oh, I could have used a coach. When we market tested this originally years ago, everybody we talked to said, oh, I could have used a divorce coach. Didn't know there was such a thing as that. Well, you know, there wasn't any mention of it in the literature until 2006. It's not that long ago. So it's relatively still a new thing, and it's gaining in popularity fairly quickly.
So just as the 1990s brought the rise of life coaches, the new millennium is the age of the divorce coach. Thank you, Jeff Williams from Reuters, for penning that for us. And now what we're going to do is we're going to sort of take a risk here, and we're just going to open it up for questions. So I'm going to unmute the lines, and
And maybe this will work and maybe it won't.
I've unmuted the lines, and now if anyone has any questions, I invite you to just sort of pipe up. Say your name.
My name is Catherine.
Name is
okay, Catherine. And then
Catherine
Steve, I heard Steve. Go ahead, Catherine.
I have a question regarding collaborative divorce, which is becoming more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And how does, what at least here in New Mexico, they require a mental a professional therapist, a mental therapist, to be
That's
present
correct.
In the collaborative process. So,
That's correct.
So therefore, this certification with you, how would that help me with regard to that process?
It may not. Collaborative divorce is a very specific thing that so far just simply defaults to a licensed person. And sometimes they're coaches and sometimes they're just therapists. They're not really coaches. And over time, I imagine there'll be greater acceptance in a collaborative divorce. Now, we have people who do engage in the collaborative divorce process. Not every collaborative divorce program requires a mental health license. But I understand why they do. They all want only licensed people involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
That they do not handle any more than a fraction of the need that's out there. So
I live in a relatively small city of Santa Fe, New Mexico, and there's about 65,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I find myself a bit limited in finding clients. I've done the referral thing. I've made contact with financial planners. I haven't yet gotten into attorneys, but I think I'd like to create like a team.
Mm-hmm.
But finding a client is the most difficult thing for me. I do networking, and I've offered sample sessions, and there's no response, really.
So one of the things that, is very counterintuitive is that when you focus on a specialty, you assume that you're excluding everybody else. And I'm sure that you've heard this from other people. But when you focus on a specialty, you suddenly become more attractive to people. So when we look at the specialty coaching area of divorce, there's a lot of things that are just right around the edge of it. You know, there's, on one hand, there's career and business, you know, that you have to do something there, or there's coaching in the workplace because of divorce. There's also conflict coaching. There's relationship coaching. So there's lots of things that kind of go around the periphery of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by sort of, and what I've experienced is that in learning, in taking on the best practices that we've developed, it makes a big difference in all of the other coaching that I do. And people often say to me, wow, if you can coach somebody in divorce, I'm sure you can help somebody, I'm sure that you can help me with my, you know, with my situation.
Mm-hmm. The vast majority of divorcing people who can use a coach are not engaged in the collaborative law process. And so I would seek networking elsewhere, first of all. Also, keep in mind that coaching, as you know, is not limited by geography.
True.
And divorce coaching is not limited by the state. We don't
mm-hmm.
practice law and we don't advise on the law, so it doesn't matter what the law is in Arizona, or you're in New Mexico, but I mean in neighboring states, and you may be one of the only coaches around. It was a divorce coach, and people look for proximity, but really they do that just because that's what they know. I have clients across the country, and so
mm-hmm.
I'm in a different situation, of course. But
have you met them personally?
No, never met them.
Okay.
And I have clients in Florida I've never met just because they're 3 hours away.
One of the things that you didn't we forgot to mention in the question, talk about money, but it, this just reminded me, is that we often have people, family and friends, who know that we're divorce coaches, and so they refer their family members to us, even though their family members may be, we're in Florida, they may be in Ohio, they may be in, you know, Washington, D.C., they may be in Virginia. So they refer them to us because we're the only, we're a known entity, and they're the, we're the only one that they know. So you really aren't limited. And all we're doing is coaching them in helping them to, you know, make decisions better, expand their options, you know, a number of things that are very easy to do over the phone.
Okay, well, you know, the competition, of course, is that there are a lot of coaches that work, like, with transitions and include divorce or anything, and it's a question of dealing. I personally find it not offensive, but it bothers me. It does bother me to have to go out there and sell myself, which is what everybody's doing here, because I like to think of it as a practice and not as a salesperson.
Try this on. Try what we talked about tonight on and see if it makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right.
Okay,
Steve. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. So my question is, so I'm trying to specialize in divorce coaching for men. But most of the men, if not all, they don't really realize that they need coaching, and they think they can get through the issue without a coach. So how would your program better equip me to be able to get the message across to them that I really can help them?
Well, there are specific things that, in terms of men especially, one, realize this. Men don't normally have a support network like a lot of women do, so it's not like they have a lot of places to go to discuss this and to, you know, pour it all out on the table. The other thing is, there's some very practical things that we train in the divorce coach process that you could talk to them about and say, how are you handling this and how are you handling that? And what's going to happen is they're going to realize that they're not handling all those things as well as they'd like to. You know, they handle things really well in the workplace, perhaps, or they will in their profession or their work, but not necessarily in this. You know, how are they handling themselves? So there's a lot you can probe around with that they begin to realize that they could do better, and they want to do better. And who knows what that better is? You know, it could be anything. And we have this long list of things that. If you're talking to somebody, you can ask them, how's it going in this area? That kind of thing. And they'll,
how's it going with your children?
They'll get it. They'll eventually get it. That, okay, you know, that's not working well. Okay, let me, all right, well, let's try it then.
Does that give you some ideas, Steve?
Does that help?
It does, yes.
Great.
Okay, thanks.
Who else? Anyone else have a question?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Adele, and I was wondering if we do it, you know, geographically, you know, farther outside of the STAR community, then how do we get that, the groups that we build as far as, like, you know, lawyers and the other professionals, if it's outside of where we live?
Well, I will tell you that LinkedIn is a wonderful source. You know, they have lots of groups of people involved in family law, in mediation. I've met some really very, very impressive people through the LinkedIn groups.
Okay.
You only need one person in that new area, because they'll know some people, and then you'll get to know another person, and then pretty soon you'll know 10 people, and pretty soon you have a presence. And I have to tell you, right now, you know, and for a while, there are not very many divorce coaches, especially certified divorce coaches, and I can no matter what anybody is calling themselves, we're the only certification program on the planet. So So there are definitely not that many yet that would be, you would have your skills. That's
and there's also something that we train people to do that is one of the big areas where both mediators and lawyers say, we just need somebody that will handle this, and that's helping them to get organized for divorce. And we provide you with a toolkit that helps you to do that. And that's, you know, it's kind of like doing resumes in career coaching is like helping people get organized in divorce. That's something that people really need. They're desperate for it because they've usually got a deadline. And we give you the tools that you can really help somebody get organized. It's not something that a financial person wants to do. It's not something that a lawyer wants to do. And you've got access. It gives you the thing that they really want most. And then there's that whole other realm of coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
That envelops them and really supports them, and they really begin to see the value through this very practical thing that you can provide to them.
Uh-huh. So you give us the tools of, like the outlines of what to do without having to read, you know, a bunch of books and create it ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you don't create anything. We create it for you. Mm-hmm.
We give you about a 250, 275-page manual that you can put on your shelf and pull down anytime you need to go back and kind of refresh yourself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
And we help you when you get a case, let us know, because we'll help walk you through getting organized initially for the first call, the second call, any issues, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Anyone else have a question?
This is Estelle. I had a question. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead, Estelle.
Okay, great. Couple questions, actually. I am not certified through CPA, but I am a certified coach. And a coach will. I'm also a CPA.
Great. What?
And I'm also been through divorce.
You are going to love this course.
Well, and actually, one of the reasons I started working on being a financial coach was as I went through my divorce, I made a decision to do that, to help people at that time. So my question is it okay if I'm not a CPA certified coach?
Yes.
Absolutely. You just need to be, have the foundation, the foundational core competencies.
Coachville
does, sure. So you're a coach.
Okay.
So you just enroll. Okay.
Go ahead, Estelle.
The other thing is I'm a chaplain, and I've been trained as a spiritual counselor. So do you feel like the churches are one of the networks that you can work with?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I get referrals from clergy.
Okay.
At some point,
that's
they don't know
great.
What to do. They're stuck. They don't know what to do.
Right. Right.
And so
especially
they
the
know.
Practical aspect.
Yeah, that's right. Then they know you. They've run out of ideas. They've done what they can do, and the person is still suffering.
We've gotten a lot of referrals from our church, actually.
Okay. And then I also have the, I'm in Ohio, so I kind of have the virtual thing. My situation is I'm going to be retiring from my job as an accountant in about 3 years. So I didn't know if I needed to wait, because I'm hearing you say in the assignments to, you know, maybe go out and talk to people. I could probably take on a couple clients, but I couldn't take on I'm not looking for a full practice for a couple years. I kind of wanted to get your input on that.
Well, I think it's always good to start so that you have some transition time.
And
you
some
know,
experience.
Yeah.
And some experience. You know, you're a professional. You're a CPA. You know it takes time to develop that comfort level and that experience level and that professionalism. That, I mean, just because you studied it doesn't mean, you know, you're that professional yet. Right?
Right.
It takes time to develop that. And so, anyway, just a thought.
So, you know, I have had a specialty area that I still am very visible in, and it's very different from divorce coaching.
Oh, really?
And it is coaching, however it is coaching. So I don't have a problem with the two of them anymore, because I use the tools that I use in divorce coaching in coaching leaders. right? Because we're really talking about things like emotional intelligence, you know, building resilience, being a more effective communicator, managing conflict. We're talking about all of those things. Those are all things that leaders need. So, you know, if we feel funny about it, then it's funny. But if we say, hey, I have got a great toolbox, I can apply it to lots of different situations, it's really terrific.
Yeah, it's about difficult conversations, right? Dealing with a difficult conversation in an easy and natural and effective way. And that applies in a lot of arenas.
And then my goal would be to help them through their process and then help them create their financial future, which I think
absolutely.
Is really
it's
important.
It's a great blend. You don't have to have it because you can always collaborate with a CDFA, but it's really great to have when you have the both skills.
Well, thank you for your questions. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Estella. And who else has a question? We have time for a couple more.
This is Diane in Down in Florida. I don't have a question. I just have a statement. Glad
okay, Diane.
I just saw your email pop in my email today, and I quickly caught the conference, and I'm glad that I did. I coach every day. I'm a real estate agent. I run my own practice, and I'm actually going to start up a division of coaching, and I figured I'd do divorce recovery, seeing that I was myself married for 20 years, and I had a good divorce. I know people say it runs them into the ground, it this, it's that, and I also have a bachelor's in psychology, so I think like all of that helps me get through it, and I would like to help other people get through it.
Outstanding.
So you guys gave me real good information, and I didn't think to go to the attorney, but I'm actually going to go back to my attorney, and because he knows how I handled mine very well. I sent him a basket of fruits a year later, telling him it's the best thing I did.
and unfortunately, because one of the things we also do is we help people manage their expectations. You know, there's this assumption that you're going to get emotional justice in the legal system, and you are not. And who pays the price for that are the attorneys, because they're unappreciated at the end because somebody didn't get the emotional justice they thought they needed. So we also help manage the whole expectations.
And also people expect too much from their attorney. They put it all on the attorney. And that's not really fair. You know, the attorney can't be all everything. They can't also be the coach and the therapist. And they try, God bless them. You know, they often try, but that's not really fair to the attorneys or clients.
So thanks, Diane. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Yes, you will. I will, next I sell a house, that'll be my next investment to try to get it on the course. I don't think I can do September, but I'll definitely I'm on your email list, so I'll definitely be seeing other upcoming classes, and I've got you on my favorites on the websites on my computer, so I'll definitely stay in touch.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for all the information that you gave out tonight.
Thanks, Diane. And who else? Anyone else? We have time for one more question. One more.
This is Catherine again, if nobody else has a question.
Okay. Let's just, okay. Go ahead, Catherine.
How much time do we have to... somebody mentioned something about assignments every day, or...
So there are, so you have buddy coaching. One of the things that we have is we have buddy coaches, and you are going to coach someone and also be coached by somebody. So first of all, it's a great value to get, you know, it's really great to have coaching and to be practicing and to be kind of in this learning environment together. So that's once a week that you have to have a call, and we suggest that that call be 30 minutes each. So that's like an hour and maybe 10 minutes for debriefing. So the assignments are really to practice the skills that you're learning, to practice them in all different ways. There is the assignments are really to read your, you know, the section of the manual that you've just had and to maybe listen to the call again, because we do record them, and also to read what's next, because we don't cover all of the manual in detail. We just pick out the highlights, and then we have an hour of coaching, or, well, maybe 40 minutes of coaching in each session, where we don't have one of our guests, one of our professional experts in.
So the fellow coaches coach each other during the class?
We have a fishbowl coaching where you're given us a divorce scenario, and we work on a whole bunch of different divorce scenarios so that they become familiar for you. You know, very different. These are real scenarios, and they bring out all very different things, whether it's dealing with children or you know, dealing with just lots of questions that come up, and including avoiding, how do you coach to avoid the biggest mistakes?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you all very much. We really have appreciated your time and attention here, and we hope that you know that you've got something valuable from it, and we also hope that you're one of the 12. There's only 12 spots in our coaching program, because we want everyone to have you know, the time for coaching and everything. So thank you very much, and I believe this will be posted on the website if you want to listen to it again. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.